Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
It's the Ace and TJ show with a little extra. With a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
You know, when you see things in your children that they, where they're like you are, sometimes you cringe because you do have to be self-aware and I wish you weren't like that. Or sometimes you're just proud. I had one of those proud moments the other day when my son reminded me that he doesn't wear anything but 100% cotton. I was like, that's my boy.
I'm so proud of you.
But you know what? I think 100% cotton is there's a war on it. There's a war on 100% cotton shirts and stuff now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They're harder and harder to find. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
What are we going to do, y'all? I was going through some more of these things that people sent into the BuzzFeed about people who have gotten fired on their first day on the job.
Yep.
This one's pretty funny. I fired an employee on their first day when I asked them to turn on their camera for a call, and it wasn't the person I interviewed.
Oh, no way.
Wait, what?
So it was the person's first day. They're having a Zoom call, and they're saying there instead of him or her. So
right.
I'm going to say it's him. I fired an employee on his first day when I asked him to turn on his camera for a call, and it wasn't the person I interviewed. So somebody else went and did the interview, and then this person stepped in and said, now that's my job. You're better at interviewing than I am. You make a better impression. She's like, wait, who are you? Well, I'm Bob. But you're not the Bob that I hired.
What, did you think she was going to forget?
Or is it possible the guy actually got the job, but then he's like, look, I can't make this Zoom thing. Can you cover for me so I don't lose this job?
Yeah, could be.
Okay. Yeah.
But, I mean, I think that's that wild. Would even be dumber.
Yeah, who wants to go to work for somebody else for a little while? Although, if you asked me to, I would do that. I'd be glad to jump on. Yeah, sure. I'll cover that for 10 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm. And evidently, you can't show up at a trucking company for your first day as a driver and be drunk. They don't like that. How do you drink that much that you think, okay, I'm going to go in for my first day as a truck driver, and I'm going to be drunk, and then not be drunk during the interview? How did you refrain from being drunk when they hired you? I mean, come on.
Unless they said, all right, you start tomorrow. And you're like, awesome. And you went out to celebrate. Yeah. But I mean, other than that, you're right. It's tough. You've got to pretty much be a drunk.
And I think this one's being a little bit nitpicky. And it may just be because it's 2024. I don't know. And everybody's so sensitive. But this guy said on the first day, the IT guy made his computer's desktop wallpaper a Facebook pic of a female coworker he had just met. I mean, come on. Show of hands who hasn't done that.
What are you doing? Let me just set this. Right click. Set as wallpaper background. Perfect.
He just met like 20 minutes before. That's amazing.
Oh, you're so pretty. So pretty.
That is the creepiest thing I've ever heard in the workplace. That is hysterical.
Just met the person. Mm. I wonder who noticed. Did that coworker walk by and see it, or did somebody else walk behind him and think,
did that? I think pretty much anybody walking by that saw it would have to blow the whistle on that, right?
Like, is that Alice or whatever? It's the only female name I could come up with.
Nobody Ace hangs out with a lot of young people.
Yeah, all I could think of.
Is Alice coming over tonight? Alice and Fred?
That is crazy. That'll get you fired.
Yeah. This was said, a kid lied about his experience as a foreman, quote unquote, and drove a skid into the side of a house we were working on.
Oh.
Forks straight through the siding. It was hilarious. It's like, I've been a foreman, you know, since I was 18. Yeah, I can drive that thing.
Holy.
Right into the side of the house.
I've got a buddy who lost a job because he moved an 18-wheeler about 30 yards.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a license.
I used to drive those big trucks all over.
Yeah. They were like, what are you doing? He goes, it was in the way. We needed it to move. The truck driver told him, you can move it if you can move it. He goes, yeah. And I think when the guy asked the question, he meant, you got a license for that? And his answer was, he didn't ask me if I had a license. He asked me, could I do it? And I said, yes. And I could do it. And they fired him.
Yeah, that's what happened at the construction site in California I was working at. He said, we need a forklift operator. And I said, well, I can drive a forklift. I know how to run a forklift. And I did it, and then the same thing. How long you had your license? I don't have a license. I'm from Louisiana. We don't have to have that. Yeah. And they freaked out.
Yeah, this was.
I didn't get fired, though.
Oh, they didn't.
No, they needed me on the company softball team, so.
We'll look the other way this time.
Yeah.
I saw a video of a TikTok. This woman makes her husband's lunch, and he's a construction guy. And she walked out to give it to him, and he flipped out on her. He was like, never come on the site without a hard hat on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, he laid into her. I was like, oh, yeah. It's that serious, I guess.
Right, and probably glasses, needing safety glasses.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, get back in the truck. And she was like, oh, I'm sorry. That's crazy.
Get that OSHA fine.
I guess so.
That reminds me, I did a silly, just ridiculous video over the weekend while I was out on the boat. I found these clear safety glasses. And I put them on, and the sun was in my eyes, and I said, I got to say, I think I've been ripped off on these sunglasses. I'm not ordering anything else from China. They're not shading anything or whatever. And I always love the people who don't really get the full thing, but want to come across as being smart, like you're not fooling me kind of thing. And this one guy goes, nice safety glasses. Like... I know that you're just being ridiculous about thinking that those are sunglasses and that's why they're not blocking the sun, but I know those are just safety glasses, you know, kind of like that.
Got it.
And then some nice lady was, you know, she was trying to be sweet, and she goes, I bet they make tinted ones.
I'm sure they're out there.
Yeah. I bet they make tinted ones.
Well, I'll look and see.
Did you just have a random pair of those glasses lying?
That's what I wondered.
Like, no.
What were you doing? Were they on the boat or something?
No. I don't know why, but they were in the pantry at my little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael's house.
Oh, maybe they're in some weird stuff, you know?
And usually if something is in their pantry, I have to tell them that it's in the pantry. Like I put seasonings and stuff like that in there. So we were eating a burger before we went out on the boat, and I went into the pantry to get the Tonys that I leave over there, Tony Sacheries, and I saw them. I was like, why in the world would they have these in there? But I just thought that would be funny to go out and pretend like they're sunglasses.
There's no food in their pantry. It's just like random stuff like that?
Yeah. Oh, flashlights and...
Dumb. There's no food in there.
There's dog food.
Flashlight.
Yeah, that's where she keeps the dog food.
Oh, my God.
But other than that, you can't go in there and find, you know, she has snack foods and stuff like that, but that's downstairs. You know, they'll have chips and you know, bar snacks and things. Mm-hmm. But no, nothing in the pantry that is food.
She's like, I didn't know. I thought it was just a closet in the kitchen.
I thought that was a utility closet.
Thought it was an odd place for it.
Oh, I'll put that in the kitchen closet.
I didn't know. That's a pantry. It stores food.
Oh.
Yeah, and there are a bunch of really nice things in there that she has gotten as gifts for spending however much amount of money on this or that. Like she gets, you know, these Yetis and things as a reward for whatever she's signed up for and things like that. And they just... Like these big cups and stuff that just pile up in there. Or either she'll say, I got you another one of those Yeti things.
Yeah.
Because neither one of them drinks coffee. They don't drink hot beverages.
It's a kitchen closet is all it is.
It's a kitchen
closet. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's a storage facility. Yeah. It's a storage locker.
It's a pod.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they do have paper plates in there.
Okay.
Do they have regular?
That Jody and I put in the pantry.
Huh? Do they have regular plates and bowls and stuff?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
And silverware?
Yeah.
Okay.
Never gets used. It's brand new. It's got pots and pans that I guess they got for wedding gifts and stuff. Like some of that Rachel Ray cookware and all that. It's just completely flawless. Stacked in the drawer with the pads between them so you don't scratch the nonstick surface. But wouldn't even, I don't think they, neither one of them would know how to scramble an egg. I'm telling you.
That's incredible.
And then I always go, like, you want me to show you how to? Nope, I don't have any desire to learn any of that. They just not interested. And it's neither one of them. He doesn't want, you know. Yeah. He always likes, like, he's like the super, super nice guy. But he's really smart. And so he's inquisitive. Not smart like Rob, you know, trying to push his smarts on everybody. You can just tell that he's smart. And he asked a lot of questions about things. And so he'll come over and he always wants to know how I'm cooking this and what do you do with that? And, you know, and all that. So it would lead me to, or anybody to believe that, hey, he might want to learn how to do this. Yeah. But anytime I suggest it, he's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. I guess he's like, you know, I like knowing how to build a dam too if I see it on Discovery Channel, but I don't want to do it myself. You know, I've seen the way they do it, but I'm not interested in it.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.